Welcome to Treasury Talk, a podcast featuring timely tips and information for Michigan taxpayers, hosted by State Treasurer Rachel Eubanks. Listen for takeaways from our subject matter experts that will support you, your family, and your business.
Hello to our listeners. I'm Rachel Eubanks, and this is Treasury Talk. Our guest today is Megan Patino, Deputy Director of the Michigan Education Trust for the Michigan Department of Treasury. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, Treasurer.
So we are both parents of baby Michiganders. You have two. I have one born last fall. So I know that we share these interests, and I have a vested interest in saving for my child's future education. So Michigan is lucky that we have multiple highly rated 529 college savings plans. But my listeners and I would like to learn more about what plans are available and what those benefits are.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the thought of future college costs can sound so overwhelming to parents that we end up putting off saving for something like higher education that's still 15 or more years down the road.
But time flies when you're in those parenting trenches, right?
Absolutely.
So what can parents of young children do right now to make college savings a doable reality?
Well, they can start investing in a Michigan 529 plan. So Michigan is lucky that we have three 529 college savings plans. And I'll explain each one just a little bit. Michigan Education Trust, or MET, is our prepaid plan where you buy credit hours at today's prices. And we pay out whatever the student's tuition costs when they attend in the future. Michigan Education Savings Program, or MESP, is a direct-sold, investment-based college savings plan. And Michigan Advisor Plan, or MAP, is a broker-sold version of MESP. And all three plans offer excellent tax advantages and are flexible when it is time to use them.
So how do you go about opening a MET account? I mean, can you purchase just one credit hour, or how does that work?
Yeah, so with MET, you can open a pay-as-you-go account by purchasing just one credit hour up front. And then you can contribute however much you want, however often you want. And MESP just requires one initial contribution of at least $25.
Excellent. Okay. So I know it makes sense to sign up for a college savings plan as soon as possible, but we don't always get to these things right away. So what if your child is 10 to 13 years old? Is it still worthwhile to open up a 529 account?
Absolutely. It is truly never too late to start saving for college because every little bit helps. MESP has some great enrollment year investment options that are geared towards your student's current age and when they are expected to graduate high school. So your money will start working for you right away, no matter when you start. And with MET's pay-as-you-go plan, you can contribute and grow that credit hour balance. You purchase credit hours in increments, so that balance just keeps growing as your child gets older. Even if you end up saving enough for 1 or 2 years of college, or even 1 or 2 classes, that is still less that your child will have to borrow in student loans in the future.
Absolutely. Trying to bring down those costs is critically important to achieving, you know, our post-secondary goals.
Right.
As a state. So how does this work? So the parent has purchased the 529 plan. Is their student limited to what schools they can attend?
That's a great question. Michigan 529 plans are super flexible. It is a common misconception that MET must be used in state, but that has actually never been the case. Regardless of the type of plan you choose, benefits can be used at in-state public, in-state private, and even out-of-state and out-of-country institutions. They can even be used at trade schools. There is current legislation to expand trade school eligibility even more, which is great news.
So can we talk about that part a little bit? So how does it work if a student decides not to attend one of our fantastic higher education institutions in Michigan and they want to attend something out of state or out of the country? How do they transfer those dollars or those credit amounts?
So with MESP, it's dollars in, dollars out. So whatever your credit or your balance is, that can be paid to any eligible educational institution, including trade schools. And with MET, anything that is not used at a Michigan public institution, we convert those credit hours that you've purchased to a dollar value. And that dollar value could be used to pay out of state, out of country, trade schools, really anything, as long as they're a qualified educational institution.
And does that dollar value have the benefit of the interest earnings since the parent made the original purchaser deposit?
Yes, absolutely.
Excellent. Well, you made a point a few minutes ago, which I want to come back to, which is trade school and how, you know, there's lots of options for Michiganders to pursue their post-secondary goals in the future. And so this idea of bringing in, you know, trade schools to this program is very exciting. So I know, you know, this will help us build our skilled worker universe in Michigan. But what happens if a teen with a 529 college savings plan decides that they don't want to attend college or trade school at all?
Yeah, that does happen, and it's not a problem. 529 accounts can be transferred to any relative. That's always our recommended option. As weird as it is to think about, it's so cool to know that if my baby doesn't need all of his 529 funds when he grows up, they can be transferred to his own babies in the future. There's also exciting new 529 feature, which allows up to $35,000 to be rolled over tax-free to the beneficiary's Roth IRA account. And what an amazing way to give your child a head start on retirement. MET and MESB can also be cashed out as a non-qualified withdrawal if the student does not attend college or trade school and doesn't have an eligible relative to transfer benefits to. So there's a contingency for every situation.
Excellent. No, those are all nice features to know that they exist, just in case. So, you know, one of the things that my family's been asking about is how can they help contribute to my baby's future education? I know they're not as interested in buying the latest toy. They want to, you know, invest in her future, which I really appreciate. So how does that work? Can anyone contribute to a MET or MESP college savings account, you know, that's related to her or a friend or family member?
Yeah, absolutely. There are so many toys. Both MET and MESP allow friends and family members to contribute. So really anyone that wants to can contribute. With MET, they just need the child's contract number. And with MESP, they will need the gifting code. So it really is a great option for birthdays and holidays if they don't want to add to the pile of toys. Personally, we have a couple of family members that contribute to MESP for our boys each year on their birthdays, and we appreciate it so much.
What a tremendous gift they can get for your birthday.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit more about one of my favorite topics, the state income tax break for contributions into MET and MESP plans.
Yes, that is a huge benefit of Michigan's 529 plans. Michigan taxpayers can deduct the amount of what they paid for a MET contract from their taxable income on state income tax returns each year. This works for lump sum, pay-as-you-go, and monthly purchase contracts with no limit. They can also deduct the amount contributed to the MESP or the MAP in a given calendar year on the Michigan income tax return. That deduction is limited to up to $5,000 for individuals each year, and up to $10,000 for a married couple filing jointly.
And I know there's federal benefits too. So the fact that savings can grow free of federal and state taxes while in the 529 savings plan account is a real bonus for families.
Exactly. No income tax is paid on the earnings in a 529 plan when withdrawals are used for qualified expenses. A non-qualified withdrawal is subject to income tax and a 10% federal tax penalty on earnings. Shifting gears a little, one of the things I love about our 529 plans is that they show our children that we believe in them and their futures. It acts as a tool to teach our children about money, investing, and it prepares them for a lifetime of financial literacy. My three-year-old is just starting to learn about money. We explain to him that we are saving money so he can go to college and learn about whatever he's interested in. When we ask him if he wants to go to college, he says, "Oh, yeah, I want a lot of college." He says, "Oh, yeah," to everything. So we are glad the conversation has started and that he and his brother will be supported in whatever college or trade school path they choose.
What a great quote. "I want a lot of college." So, Megan, explain to listeners, where can they go for more information and how do they sign up for a 529 account?
Sure. You can sign up for both MET and MESP online. The MET website is setwithmet.com, and the MESP website is misaves.com. If you need more information before enrolling, you can contact our office directly or attend one of our informative webinars. Details can be found at setwithmet.com under MET events.
And speaking of Med Events, I know that there's plenty of outreach events that you do. You're often in communities, maybe at facilities where children may already be, you know, museums and that type of indication. So folks can log on to that website and find all those events too, correct?
Yes, absolutely. We are busy this season and we are out and about. So find the events and come see us.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Megan, for sharing the college savings information that Michiganders need to know we offer through the Michigan Department of Treasury. And a reminder that listeners can find related 529 resources and online links in the podcast show notes.
Thank you, Rachel. And just a reminder, May 29th is Michigan's 529 Day, and Met is doing a 529 Day promotion in the month of May to encourage Michigan families to save. Details can be found on the Met website.